Shalom to all. Today's Daf is Yerushalmi, Bikurim Daf Tes Zayin. We are starting about 5 lines into the Amud with the words of Yechanan Azal and in Vilna source of Daf. It's on Ches Amud Beis, just a little bit into the Amud. And today's Daf is sponsored Lilu Nishmas, Mars Merim Sar Bas Yaakov Moshe, Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. And we continue talking about Gidulin of Meister Sheni and Bikurim. The Gemara tells us Rabbi Yechanan Azal Lachad Atar. Rabbi Yechanan went to a certain place. Amar, he said as follows: Ana ben Azay Dahacha. I'm the Ben Azay over here. Ben Azay was known to go to the marketplace and announce that anyone who wants to come can ask me a question. I'm sharp. I'm on my game, as we say in the vernacular, as you can ask me whatever you want. And this is what Rabbi Yechanan did as well. Now, Asachad Sav, a certain elderly fellow came along. Shalai asked him the following question. Amar, he said as follows: There's a Mishnah Maseches Trumas that tells us, Gidule Truma, Truma. If Truma is planted and it grows, it's considered like Truma. Ugdile Gidulin, Chulin. But whatever grows from that thing that grew is considered Chulin. Aval, Tevel, Umaiser Shenu, Umaiser Rishan, Usfiche Shvias, Utrumas Chutzlaaret, Hamedoma, Habikurin. All these things, if they were planted, Gidule and Chulin, whatever grows from them is considered Chulin right away. Now, that's the Mishnah Maseches Trumas, and here's the question. Tamanat Amar Gedulein Mutarin. Over there, you say, specifically in regards to Meister Sheni and Bikurim, that whatever grows from them is Mutar. Vahachat Amar Gedulein Asurin. But over here, in our Mishnah, you say that whatever grows from them is Asur. We have a Stira. So Amar Leib Yechon answered him, Hunted Tamar Gedulein Mutarin. That Mishnah says that Gedulim are Mutar, but Dover Shazar Kale. That's talking about something that the seed completely decomposes. It completely breaks down in the ground, and the thing that grows is something brand new. So that's not considered Meister Sheni or Bikurim anymore. Hunted Tamar Gedulein Asurin. But our Mishnah says that Gedulim are Asur, but Davar Shein Zari Kala is talking about where the seed doesn't decompose, and therefore the original thing that was planted is still here. It grew bigger, better, and stronger, but it still has the original thing in it, and therefore it's going to be Asur. However, Amalei, this elderly fellow responds to Rabbi Yechanan, Vataninan, we have a Mishnah that says, Ezu Davar Shein Zari Kala, what's considered something that the seed doesn't decompose, it doesn't break down in the ground? Kigain, Haluf, Hashem, Vabitzalim, for example, Luf, garlic, and onions. Here's a question, Vahaluf, Hashem, Vabitzalim, Chayavim, Bikurim, are these things Chayavim, Bikurim? No. We know that only the Shivas Aminim are Chayavim, Bikurim. So it must be that our Mishnah, which asers Gidulim of Bikurim and Maaser Sheni, is talking about Davar Shezarei Kale. And that's a steer between our Mishnah and that Mishnah. And since Rabbi Yechon didn't have an answer to this, Amar, this fellow said, Azal Ben Azay Dahacha, the Ben Azay of over here, has gone. We don't have a Ben Azay because you don't have an answer to my question. However, now the Gemara Tazayin Beis on top tells us, Asa Amar Shol Rabbi Yanai, he came and he said and asked this to Rabbi Yanai, meaning Rabbi Yechon asked this question to Rabbi Yanai, and Amar Lay, he responded to him, then here's an answer. Lemaiser Hoshva Davar Shein Zarei Kale. Our Mishnah, when it says the Gedulim are Asur, is only referring to Meiser, and that's something that could be talking about Davar She'ein Zarei Kale. It's just not referring to Bikurim, and that would be a valid answer to the question. However, now the Gemara says, Machav Shitas Rabbi Yechanan, we have an issue with the Shita of Rabbi Yechanan. Why is that? Because Taman Amar Bishua ben Levi, over there, Bishua ben Levi said, Lekarno Shal Nevela Hoshva, they were specifically talking about the horn of a Nevela. Let's pause to explain what this is referring to. There's a Mishnah that tells us if one carries or moves either a Nevela or the Mechatos, not only is he Tameh, but his clothing also are. But if he touches them, he's Tameh, but not his clothing. Problem is, there's a Braisa which states that if one touches wool of a Nevela or the Mechatas, his clothing is also Tameh. So we have a Stira. And the answer given by Rabbi Shua ben Levi is that that Mishnah, which is Mekel by touching, refers to touching the horn of a Nevela. Since it's not moved by touching it, the toucher is Tameh, but not his clothing. Now the problem is going to be as follows. We'll read it in the Gemara in a moment, but let's just explain it outside. Rabbi Yechanan rejected this answer of Rabbi Shua ben Levi by focusing on the word Begadim, which is plural. It doesn't say Beged, it says Begadim, implying that there are two cases that this Mishnah's din is referring to, not just one. We can't just answer for the Nevela aspect and not the Mechatas aspect. And that's what the Gemara says. Amalei told him, Loi Kein Ilfon Rebbe, isn't this what Rebbe taught us? Meaning, didn't you, Rabbi Yechanan, yourself say the following? And here's the proper girsa, Moshe Begadim Shnayim, that the Mishnah over there says Begadim, which as we just said, means two. And we're referring to two cases over there of touching, not just one case of touching the horn of a Nevela. It has to be two different cases. And that's why you, Rabbi Yechanan, rejected Rabbi Shua ben Levi's answer. And therefore, if Amar Facha, you should say the same thing over here. Ugdulehen shnayim. We have to add that word into the girsa. When our Mishnah says gidulehen, that's plural. That's referring to two things. So you can't rely on Rabbi Yanai's answer that really our Mishnah is only referring to one thing. It's referring to gidulim of Meiser. The Mishnah says gidulehen. Mashma that we're also talking about Bikurim. And we don't have an answer to this question. In other words, based off of how Rabbi Yechanan rejected Rabbi Shua ben Levi's answer to the stira over there, he should reject Rabbi Yanai's answer to the stira over here. And since he didn't say that, that's our issue. Why not? We're going to stop here for the day, but pick up tomorrow continuing to find other issues with Rabbi Yanai's answer to the stira between Mishnayos. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.